TC.
And I'm Chad.
Yeah, this week I'm back on the road and back with a fan favorite. You went over well with the listeners. You did go over well. In fact, Ben liked our text.
The Ben
who is not with us this.
I have to be Ben, but I'm his Facebook friend.
Yes, so. You are Facebook friends.
That's got to mean something.
You're Facebook friends with Steve too, right? Mm-hmm. He's like a friend, Chad. Is he cool? Like, he friended me, and I figured any friend at TC's.
So he's screening me just to make sure I'm not going to stalk him.
See, Mike's smart. No Facebook.
I wish.
Yeah, he's just Facebook free. Once it gets its claws in you, you can't get out.
It's like the mafia.
Yeah, the Facebook is like mafia. Well, thanks for joining me. Did you enjoy your first experience way those months ago when we did Taxi Driver?
I did, and then I listened to it, and I still hate my voice.
Well, you are one of the easiest editings I've ever done for the podcast.
Really?
Because I go in and clean it up a little bit. Every now and then there's some thinking time, mm-hmm. or something will not sound right, and I'll just cut it out, or one of us will say something inappropriate, and I'll take that out, and I just don't want to sound dumb or offend anybody unless they deserve to be offended. I made one cut in your entire podcast.
Really?
That's it. One cut.
Huh.
And I didn't even need to make the cut. I did it because Candace went, hey, because we were discussing Travis Bickle's body. And I said, any of those ladies out there want to know what TC looks like? I look like Travis Bickle from The Taxi Driver. And Candace goes, hey, what ladies? What are you talking about?
What?
Delete. but that fun. Doing Taxi Driver.
I agree.
But then again, we've known each other for a long time. How could we not sit here and talk movies?
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk video. Actually, your video game info is good, too. It's cool, because everyone has kind of a specialty of the people that I've had on. Yeah. Because you have video games. Steve likes to bring up the Mondo tees, the posters.
That, yeah. That, and Ben's good at martial arts.
Yes. Well, aren't they all?
Yes. What do you mean, they?
You know, guy's named Ben.
What is Ben's specialty? I mean, but, you know, he's got a wide range. He's actually very knowledgeable.
Oh,
he
yeah.
really fits in the dynamic of what you guys are doing. So
Talking movies.
Re-reviewing
them. So we were following our alphabeticalness here. Had a little snafu that won't discuss much further than that, but we're skipping D for now.
Skipping D.
We'll come back to it. We will come. Don't be scared.
It was a good one.
Yeah. No, who decided that the alphabet had to be in that order?
The English.
Yeah?
Not probably. Like us English, yeah. Like the English.
The English. Man, things in the STU should go together because it sounds like stew.
Exactly.
This makes the most sense. Ah. So, then we're going to do E, mm-hmm. but we can't do E because Mike has never seen Empire Strikes Back, so we'll come back to that
and
one.
I'm a huge Star Wars fan and that kills me. I wouldn't even need to rewatch that.
It kills all of us.
It's okay.
A little bit on the inside.
Mike, I'm disappointed in you.
Yes. Oof. So we've jumped to F.
Skip two letters. Skip
two letters straight to F. But we'll get to that. Although, if you look at the damn title, you know what we're going to do. But we'll get to that. I always forget that sometimes. That I'm not teasing anybody by not telling them what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be surprised. And it's like, oh, that's what they re-reviewed.
Well, we could discuss what we just talked about on what the runners-up were.
Well, some of our choices
yeah.
of what movie-watching experience we were going to...
Partake in, yes.
You
had mentioned Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, yes.
Which, that's a movie I probably don't need to rewatch because I used to watch it all the time.
Classic.
I think I burned out that VHS.
VHS.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook film group I'm on that some guy was going on a rant about Forrest Gump being one of the worst movies of all time. Like, he was listening to the worst movies of all time. He had Disaster Movie and those Meet the Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crash and Forrest Gump were on the same list.
What?
And I was just, are you out of your mind?
You know who it probably is? I don't know if you've heard the story. The guy who wrote the original book hates the movie.
Well, as I understand, the book is a lot different than the movie.
Well, who gives a shit? The movie's always different than the book.
The movie's beautiful. See the world through Forrest's eyes.
It's a good movie. It's a very good movie.
I was probably like 13 or 14 once, and I remember I was at my aunt's for Thanksgiving or Easter. It was some holiday, and one of my aunt's friends was there, and Forrest Gump was on TV, and there's the moment where Forrest is running with his leg things.
Oh, the slow-mo
scene. And then they break off, and he just starts sprinting, and this woman is like, oh, come on! That is so unrealistic. And little prepubescent me was like, hey, haven't you ever heard of miracles? So offended. I don't know why.
I love that scene.
It's a great movie.
It's whatever.
But what bad could we possibly say about it? So we're not going to watch Forrest Gump.
No. There's really not. I mean, we'd be, you know, going down on Tom Hanks the whole time. Like, Tom Hanks is great. So, yeah. So we skipped Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested From Dusk Till Dawn.
Right. Which, I almost picked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to be honest, I've never seen the whole thing.
What?
Yeah, I know. But, what I've seen, I like. I understand it's almost like two completely different films. It is.
And that's why, like, it's one of those films. You know how every preview you see nowadays ruins the film?
Yeah.
You can't, like, and they do that with the original preview, but you can't watch the preview for this movie. Because the whole first half is just guys trying to escape and getting into Mexico, you know.
Regular sort of heist-ish kind of.
Yeah.
Criminal movie.
Plus, it's Robert Rodriguez, which, yeah. You know, come on. That guy's awesome.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is.
But then it turns into
a vampire
blood. Slasher bloodbath.
Like, probably the only vampire movie I will actually watch still, because I'm so sick of vampires. I don't need to get into the reasons why, but yeah. Plus, it's George Clooney. I think it's either right near the end of when he was on ER. I never watched the show, but I think it was near the end. Don't worry about the table.
Okay. Is it head bobbing George Clooney? Is he talking like this? Head is moving.
No, but it's like, it might be post-ER, pre-Batman, or it's right around the same time, but it was before George Clooney was George Clooney.
Yeah.
So I actually a lot more.
And it's the dude from ER.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that guy from ER. He's handsome. Yeah. He's also on Facts of Life with the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was on Baby Talk. Remember that TV show? Where at the Look Who's Talking Baby, you and me, the only two ever. Why'd you bring that up?
Whatever.
So, no one From Dusk Till Dawn, because there is a better film, but what else do we have?
Well, what else did we say? I didn't grab any other ones.
Fargo.
Oh, Fargo, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I know it's supposed to be a really good movie, and that's the brothers.
Coen brothers,
yeah. Yeah. It's one of those I think I need to just watch by myself.
Yeah. It's Fight Club was the one that I considered as well, like a week or so ago. But
that's so easy, though.
Yeah, I like doing this podcast because it forces us to watch movies that we may not have just popped in to watch to enjoy, mm-hmm. or maybe haven't seen in a long time, and
or rewatching something that you praised when you were younger, even 5 years ago.
Well, so did you listen to the Crowcast?
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the Crow, so I actually loved it.
You love that we railed on it?
Yeah, who was it? Steve or Mike that loved it?
Steve really liked it.
Yeah.
Mike gave it a good thumbs up. I was a little harder on it because I didn't say something that I thought it was. It always happens with the cast where after the fact, we're done recording, I go, oh, I should have said this.
Mm-hmm.
Crow feels like a made-for-TV show, a movie now.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. When I see it now, it doesn't look much better than something the Sci-Fi Channel would put on. Maybe a little better, but it has that straight-to-DVD quality about it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a stickler for The Punisher, the classics. But you know what? Revenge stories just... I don't know. That kind of revenge story just gets old now. It's got to have a twist for me now.
Yeah. Well, remakes, sequels... That brings up a news tie. Do you want to jump into the news here?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the news.
You like the news song?
I love the news song. It's a good news song.
Sometimes I make it a little longer. Sometimes I like to shrink it down a little bit because we jump in. Okay. So, remakes, sequels. We'll talk sequels.
Everything that's coming out.
Yeah. Well, here's some sequel news.
Okay.
Another Mission Impossible.
Again?
Yeah.
Impossible. So I really need to catch up now.
Mission Impossible 5, I guess it'll be. If you had told me 10 years ago that there'd be 5 Mission Impossible movies starring Tom Cruise, I would have laughed in your face.
Well, wait. All right, I haven't seen the movie yet. Spoiler alert. I thought, wasn't it supposed to be a passing of the torch in this last one?
Well, in a way, they created Jeremy Renner's new character as someone who could feasibly lead the team from this point on.
Okay.
The movie was a team film. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about Ethan Hunt anymore. It even came down to almost a Return of the Jedi-like moment where three things had to happen in order for success to happen. All
right.
And they all three happened simultaneously. And there's a fight, and then all four of the main characters get to do something to it.
To contribute
to that finale.
So almost like the first one. I know the first one was a Tom Cruise vehicle, but the first one feels like that, especially
in the behind the scenes there. And then they all die.
Yeah.
Emilio!
Poor guy. Got it right in the eye.
Yeah. But yes, another Mission Impossible, okay. Which I am all on board for, because I'll tell you what, that Mission Impossible 4 is so good. It's just an action movie, just keeps the ball going. We've talked about it. Me and Ben have talked about it.
Yeah.
It's just...
Is it another Brad Bird director, or it's too early?
Too early to tell, but I wouldn't see why they wouldn't go back to Brad Bird.
How much did it make?
It's hugely successful.
Okay, so yeah. They made their money.
Yeah, yeah.
So no wonder they're making a sequel. All right.
So that's not surprising.
No.
What is surprising is two other sequels that are coming out. Romeo and Juliet's getting a sequel.
I heard about that.
Now, seeing Romeo and Juliet, it's better than I expected. It was originally a Pixar film. Oh, I'm sorry, it was originally going to be a Disney release.
Okay.
Okay. And then Lasseter got over to Disney, saw what they had done with it, and they said, no, this isn't good enough to be Disney.
Yeah.
We'll put it out on Touchstone. So it's still a Disney animated feature that's just not under the Walt Disney label.
Okay.
And then they put out Cars 2.
No!
Romeo and Juliet is way better than Cars 2.
For a second there, I thought you just say Cars 3. I was going to punch
you. No. Don't punch my face. So. Anyway, so another Romeo and Juliet is in the works, which is really strange because they took the plot of Romeo and Juliet and did it. Okay, there's no sequel to Romeo and Juliet that I know of.
No.
So unless they're going to do another Shakespeare with gnomes, I don't understand the point.
Gnomelet?
No. Gnomelet. The taming of the gnome. Mm. Uh-huh. 12th gnome. Yeah.
You know way more Shakespeare than I do. I know Hamlet.
So that's odd. But even odder, Chronicle is getting a sequel as well. Now, did you see Chronicle?
No.
No?
I'm having a hard time to remember what Chronicle was.
It's the three teenage kids who get... It's found footage style. Three high school kids are suddenly given superpowers, and it's following them in their everyday life as they figure out their powers and how they're going to use them, and one of them goes a little bit evil.
Well, you got to have that yin and yang. Otherwise, that's a boring movie.
To tell you the truth, it's my favorite movie this year so far.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. We're into March, so it's kind of a good amount of months into the year. Three of them, to be exact.
Yeah.
Chronicle and The Grey are my two favorite movies this year.
I still have to see The Grey.
Yeah. And Chronicle is just super surprising of how well done it is.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's John Landis, the guy with Animal House.
Yeah.
It's his son wrote Chronicle.
Really?
Yeah, so he's kind of got it in his blood to make good films. But they're planning on a Chronicle too.
All right. Well, I'll have to check it out. See, the problem is, like, I think I've talked about this with you before, where because I don't work at a movie theater anymore,
It's
hard to see movies. Like, I really don't want to pay $10 to see something that probably will suck.
Yeah, you don't need to. See, there hasn't been anything in the theaters that I would say, oh, you didn't see it on the big screen?
Dude.
How did you not see it on the big screen in the past year or so?
I made the big mistake of going to pay to see Pirates.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last cast.
Yeah.
That just disappointed you.
I got to be more selective where my money goes.
The next movie you need to see on the screen is The Hobbit.
Oh, well, duh.
And Batman.
Well, yeah. We're Odin and our friend Ruben and I were going to the Midnight down in Chicago to see it on the IMAX.
Buy your tickets now.
Yeah.
If they're on sale, kidding. Buy them now. Yeah, I always say, like, when I see a movie, I think, why is this on the big screen? Did this deserve to be put onto the screen this big? I don't need to see Harold and Kumar and their asses and a dude's junk that big on a screen. No, thank you.
So you're saying most of the stuff should be straight to DVD, or I should say straight to streaming?
Straight to streaming, yeah.
I coined that.
Straight to streaming. TM.
Yeah.
Ting! But that's the whole purpose of cinema, is like, what's, why should I go see New Year's Eve on the big screen? What's the point when I'm just going to see it on TV next year and every year after?
Yeah.
Play it on a loop on ABC Family.
Well, and this goes back to what we originally were going to watch today, but Kevin Smith, his latest film, Red State,
mm-hmm.
he did a tour, a very limited tour, because it was all self-funded, and it went to Movie On Demand, and then a month later on Netflix. That's how I got to watch it, and that was perfect. I could sit at home, watch this movie. It was really, I mean, it wasn't really good, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. I was surprised. Not that Kevin Smith, I think he's terrible now, but I know some people disagree with me, but no, it was good to see him break out of that Jersey shell and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. Didn't have to pay 50 bucks to see it.
Didn't need to be projected on a large screen to enjoy
it.
No,
there was no reason to.
Yeah. I saw My Week with Marilyn on my flight here.
Okay.
And even on a plane, on a screen that was three rows ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I hate that.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
And the performances in it from Michelle Williams and Kenneth Branagh, even on a tiny screen, listening to my headphones from three rows away.
With the hum of the...
Yeah. Brilliant. Kenneth Branagh is just incredible. I know people give him grief for Harry Potter and his poor performance in there.
Yeah.
And some people laugh at how many Shakespeare films he's done. But the dude, he's got, he can act. Man, I could feel it.
And that thing, that only got nominated for what, one?
Well, it won Golden Globe Best Comedy or Musical.
Okay.
It wasn't comedic, and I guess she sang a couple songs in it while filming.
Which constitutes a musical.
Apparently.
Nowadays.
I don't know what the requirements are, but it was really good. Really good. Didn't need to see it on the big screen, though. I don't know if seeing it large would have made that big a difference.
That's really all... Nowadays, that's really all the big screen is good for now, is the high action or high...
The Avengers.
Exactly.
Die Hard, Spider-Man.
You have to see those on a big
screen. John Carter.
Because, I mean, it's like when I saw when George Lucas would, for the first time, re-release Star Wars...
Before we realized what an asshole he is.
Exactly. My dad took me to see all three of the originals. The originals!
Yes.
And it was an entirely different experience. And even now that technology's caught up, and on May the 4th Be With You Day, this past year, my buddy Rhino and I watched the original trilogy, and I don't have the Blu-rays because fuck you. I'm not going to pay for them until I get the originals. But we're watching the original DVDs that he released in the last box set, completely unaltered. It was essentially what was on the Laserdiscs. Because at the time, remember, you would go to Comic-Cons and whatever.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
get them on DVD.
The bootlegs.
For 30 bucks a movie.
Yeah.
Which is complete ripoff. So it's the original transfers, and I'm watching the ending throne room scene on my new high-def screen TV. We're watching off my Blu-ray player, and you see that giant wide shot, and in the back is Leia, and you know everybody's walking up, and the soldiers are on the right, but they didn't have enough extras, so they did a matte painting for the edges.
Oh, okay.
And because the TV's so good, you can see that it's a painting of Rebel helmets, but it's not, like, photorealistic. They're just,
yeah.
like, that's a helmet,
paint,
that's a helmet.
Helmet.
Yeah. It was like, oh, my God. That. Oh, never noticed that before. So seeing it on a bigger screen, it makes the experience just completely different.
Yeah.
So.
I will say, I got to see a little bit of Jedi on Blu-ray.
Okay.
On a high-def television.
I don't care.
You can see the handprints on Vader's helmet.
Like, oh,
the picture's so crystal clear. You can see every smudge on the glass. Like,
fine, then do that with the originals.
I know. I'm.
Ugh.
We of course, could go railing
on
about
yeah,
Lucas,
I know.
It,
I really should fly out when you do Empire.
Empire. Well, we could Skype it. We could do it.
Oh, I could Skype,
you,
yeah.
You heard Ryan on. It sounded like he was in the room with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
so,
wasn't bad.
Something to consider. So yeah, well, that's all really the only news thing I had was.
Well, what was the second?
Oh, yeah, this is a good story right here. Now, majority of our listeners listen off of spill.com.
Okay.
So, and this is where I'm getting the news story. But back in 2000, Nick Cage had a comic stolen. Do you remember this?
I remember the story, yeah.
He had Action Comics number one stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're going to make a movie about that happening.
Really?
Yeah. Okay? And it's a bunch of nerds who arrange a heist of this relic of comic book history and what happens and unfolds before that. Now, what does that sound like? Fanboys.
Yeah, it's pretty much fanboys.
Maybe this could be done better because Nicolas Cage is planning on playing himself.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for you to say Nick Cage will be playing himself. Fantastic.
Well, to help it out even more, it's going to be written by Robert Ben Grant and Tom Lennon.
I was just watching
Reno 911. So Lionsgate's distributing it, and it's written by two very funny men. Tom Lennon has written like Balls of Fury. He wrote the original. These two guys wrote Night at the Museum.
Yep.
What was that Jason Lee movie with Julia Stiles? It's a guy thing.
It's a guy. Yeah. It's hit or miss with them.
Yeah.
But they're consistently getting work. So
yeah.
Well, that really doesn't say anything. Freaking.
Lots of people consistently get work.
Yeah.
But this premise of a heist of a comic book from Nicolas Cage, with Nicolas Cage starring as himself.
All right, you've intrigued me. Let me see the first preview.
Just imagine the scene where Nick walks in and his vault is hanging open and the comic book is gone and the freakout session that ensues from that point on. I'm on board. Give me this movie. And we actually considered Fanboys today.
Oh, yeah, that was another
just
one.
Just for an instant.
Because, well, we looked through all my FDVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I like to collect. Well, you collect, too.
I do.
Yeah, Fanboys is on there. And Fanboys is a good movie, but it's like Detroit Rock City. It's like, yeah, it's good, but
I don't expect you to like it.
Yeah, you're probably not going to like it. Funny story about that movie. JD and I really wanted to go see it. The only place that had it was like Schaumburg, Illinois.
For Fanboys?
Yes.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't live in Wisconsin, probably most of you, that's probably about an hour and a half away. So I had to drive an hour and a half to see a movie that might have been good. But we saw it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily my wife, my fiance at the time, doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day, so it was actually just like, I don't give a shit, let's go. But no, it's a good movie, but not good for
it's just disappointing. I see that movie and just see how much better it could be.
Well, remember all the problems they had?
Oh yeah, they couldn't, the studio didn't want the actress, they wanted to cast Kristen Bell, they wanted a different director.
Well, ending too, they didn't want the kid to die of cancer. Well, they wanted to take the whole cancer thing out.
Yeah,
I think, at one point.
Yeah. Too much of a downer.
Yeah,
it's like, which it really happened. Okay, we can't change our lives.
Darth Vader dies.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Oh, oops.
Oh,
sorry.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Is that in which one? No, don't tell me. I'll be surprised when it happens.
Anyway, so yeah, that was another movie we talked about.
Yeah.
I really don't have any news. No, nothing. Snooki, she's pregnant.
Whose is it? Is it yours?
Satan's.
Oh, Satan's baby. Do you know what the due date is, apparently?
Yeah.
December 21st.
The end of the world.
Well done, Mayans. Well done.
God. That was perfect.
Yeah, she did that on purpose.
Who would touch that? Like,
I don't know. I don't even know if I want to discuss it.
I know, and I don't know why I brought it up, but I just...
To be funny.
All right, no, it's the thing. It's the weird thing, and Kate brought this up, my wife. Like, I pay attention. Like, I hate that show. But I'm a plethora of useless pop culture knowledge. Like, the shit that I don't care about, I, for some reason, know.
You need to know.
But I don't need to know. It's one of those things where I'm, like, on IMDb or I'm on this website, and they tell me, I'm like, oh. But then it sticks.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away.
I don't remember the Pythagorean theory, but I can tell you what Snooki's real name is.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Jesus. I'm sorry. I apologize for even bringing that up.
Ugh.
I felt like I had to reach for something.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, we were discussing Fanboys, which is Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Which has Jabba the Hutt in it.
Oh! Which,
Snooki. Like, Snooki. It's like it was a correlation.
Make a wonky Chewbacca.
Oh.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways.
you said something about trailers?
We should do trailers.
Oh! This song's even better.
I love this song.
Big old sound, sound, man. Get over here. That was the loudest peak in our sound bites.
Should we bring that up real quick? That it took us a whole hour to troubleshoot just to record this thing.
I tested the microphone. Okay, so I didn't bring the regular microphone with me because it's kind of like not bulky, but it bends, and I didn't want to break my luggage. So I brought my webcam with the microphone attached to it. So then I tested it before I came over here, and I swear it worked. But I get here, and then everything we do just sounds like the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to plug it in just to record ourselves, but I don't want to mess
with it. No, don't even touch
it. I won't touch it. I won't touch it.
We figured out. Finally, we're recording off a pair of Turtle Beach headphones.
Thank you, GameStop.
Anyways, trailers.
Yes.
Kind of talked the other day. Well, first off, I finally saw the Prometheus trailer, the new one with the Ted.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh, the guy, Guy Pearce, right?
Yes.
Is it, that whole thing. How cool is that?
Oh.
If the movie's that good, I'm ready.
For I don't this. Even care what the movie's about. Like I stopped paying attention to what he was talking about. Yeah. Like so cool.
For those of you who may not know what we're talking about, there's a, it was like 5-6 minute kind of clip.
Yeah, and it'll probably be one of those things that won't be in the actual movie.
Yeah, it's a viral marketing thing, but it's, you can look up TED, T-E-D, convention for Prometheus, and it's this really cool scene of Guy Pearce doing almost practically a supervillain speech of like, this is the future, and by the way, Peter Whalen.
Yeah.
Connecting it to Ridley Scott and Damon Lindelof have both said that's the only connection. That's it.
To the alien universe.
Yeah, but we know that's not the only connection because we see the space jockey.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be more of a. I mean, I don't need a connection.
No. I think we want one. I think we want another alien movie, but not like Aliens versus Predator. Well, right. That one. We want an Alien 1 or 2.
Right.
Maybe a little 3, but that's it. Hmm. Like, you know.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, man, I may have said this on the cast before, but I'll say it again. When AVP was put into production,
mm-hmm.
Ridley Scott and James Cameron went to Paramount, is it? Whatever. They went to the studio and said, or it was Fox, I think. Whatever. Yeah. They went to the studio together as a team and said, look, don't make Alien versus Predator. It's a fun idea, but nobody needs to see it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Ridley will write a movie for James to direct, and James will write a movie for Ridley to direct, and we'll give you two Aliens movies, just don't make Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
And it was Fox. The head of Fox was like, no, we're going to go ahead with AVP. So can you imagine the world we'd live in if that had happened, and we got a Ridley Scott and a James Cameron Alien couple of movies? Oh,
that would have been good. So, even though I really don't like Cameron anymore, but he's kind of gone the way of George Lucas to me.
He's king of the world.
Don't
Chad,
care.
He's king of the world.
I saw Avatar when it was Dances with Wolves, Pocahontas, and 18 other movies.
Yes. Ferngully.
Ferngully, yes! I always forget about Ferngully, the last rainforest.
That's right. Most of that work was done in Racine. The animation for that?
Really?
Yeah, the Carol Johnson animation. I'm digressing here.
Oh, my Speaking God.
Speaking of trailers
and
James Cameron, I saw actually sat and watched the full trailer for Titanic and the re-release of Titanic.
Yeah.
I may need to rewatch that movie.
I told you.
We had this conversation.
Well, we can rediscuss this. I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it.
It's a long movie.
It's so slow. And by the time you get to the action parts, like, people are dying, which it was a horrible tragedy. Don't get me wrong, but I saw that movie. That was my first date ever. Mm-hmm. And I took the girls, like, I'm going to see Titanic, like, whatever.
Boobies?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know if I knew about boobs at the time. I just knew it wasn't a guy, and she kind of liked me. So I brought her. We watched it, and the entire time, I'm like,
it's a long movie.
I'm awkward, moving, leaning. I'm like, this is so stupid. So, and if you haven't seen the movie, whatever.
The boat sinks.
Yeah. Very slowly. The part where the boat goes vertical before it snaps down and crashes again.
Yeah.
And they're holding on like, hold on, Jackie! A guy falls off. And you see,
ping!
And he hits the prop.
Yeah.
I laugh my ass off. I'm the only one in the theater laughing his ass off.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, she looks at me, just the slow turn like, and needless to say, I never got another date.
No second date for that.
No. Besides that, it's just, we rewatched it with the Riff Tracks recently. Jason Zaff and I and our wives. And no.
Not worth it.
It's funny, But it's not worth it at all.
I will take that into...
You're going to watch it anyways.
I might not. There are other things I could be watching.
All right, I'll tell you what. You know what the best parts of that movie are? Mm-hmm. Billy Zane. And together, collectively, he's probably in the movie for 15 to 20 minutes.
What about Kate Winslet's boobies?
Don't...
Oh, there's the internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
Internet was... Well, the internet was around in 97. Nobody had it. So, yeah. Watch clips of... Just, I'm sure you can find a mashup clip of Billy Zane and Titanic where they just cut all this stuff together.
It's all the Billy Zane stuff?
Just watch that. You've watched the movie. That's the only good part.
I like it. I like it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Was there another trailer to bring up, or...
There was another Avengers trailer that showed a lot more.
Oh, right, right. It showed the whole team back-to-back. Ooh, yeah. And they have a new poster out for it, so...
The whole Iron Man, like, hey, guys, and he's flying through, and there's a giant...
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Joss Whedon's already talking sequel.
Of course Avengers he is. Sequel.
That's pretty confident for a guy who's had nothing but bad luck his entire
Odin
career.
Odin thinks it's going to crash.
Avengers?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Ben says it again and again. He's marveled out. For
I am too.
Oh man, I just
we've been waiting for it for so long. Like I want it to be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be like remember when Iron Man 2 came out? It was a few months before The Dark Knight came out.
Mm-hmm.
There was some viral video with Jack Black and Ben Stiller.
Yeah, because it was from
Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah, and some kid was there like. And Rob Downey Jr. is like, hey, kid, didn't you like Iron Man? Yeah, it'll do until Dark Knight. That's what Avengers is. Was Avengers good? It'll do until Dark Knight Rises.
I almost feel like after Dark Knight Rises come out, there should be no more comic book movies at least for 10 years. But I know that's not going to happen.
Of course.
They're already going to reboot Batman.
Yep.
Why not? Because it makes us a shit ton of money.
Yeah, Superman's already in production.
And well, that's slated for this winter, isn't
no,
it?
No, it was originally slated for Christmas, and it got
okay.
bumped.
But too. Hobbit 1, yep. Part 1, still this winter.
Yeah.
So that's like the only thing after Dark Knight that I really care about.
The Hobbits.
I don't know. Well, oh, okay, one more trailer.
Okay.
Stupid. MIB3.
Men in Black 3, yes. You had said you... No, maybe it was Ryan. Someone said that they just watched the trailer, and...
It was
me. Oh, was you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love that first Men in Black.
It's great!
That second one is not good.
We're reaching. Like,
yeah.
Reaching too far.
And now we got this third one. All these movies keep coming out that are sequels long after the fact to cash in.
Cash in on something that's already burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Die Hard 4 came out. It had been a long time since Die Hard 3.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I watched it, and I had a good time, but it wasn't the same.
I put it in my top 10 for that year, but I'm just saying it's another example of a movie that... Wait, they're going to do another one of these?
Yeah.
Like, the talks of Ghostbusters 3, that'll never happen.
Just let it die now. I'm done. I'm over it.
No, it's time to reboot it.
You know, and the sad thing is, if when they do reboot it, it'll happen.
I'll
go see it.
Yeah, they got to sell it on the name. And that's what Men in Black feels like. It's going... I just want it to be better than the second one.
Well, I can guarantee you this.
Yes.
At least get Will Smith back into the recording studio and give us another
song. We need another song.
Yeah.
Are you telling me he wouldn't respectfully step aside and let Jaden record the song for him? Yeah? You think so?
No.
It's gonna Here come the Men in Black.
Part 3.
Black suits come in.
God.
Not your head. Wild Wild West. Okay.
At a point in my life, I knew that entire song.
Oh,
and
wow.
I never seen the movie.
We're going straight to the Wild Wild West. Drew Hill. KC, y'all. Nah, nah, nah. Wasn't Ray Charles in that song, too, at some point?
Could have been.
No? Why? So you're saying Men in Black 3 doesn't look so good.
The only thing, and we discussed this, Josh Brolin.
Yes.
He looks... A dead ringer for...
And he's doing a great Tommy Lee Jones. How you know my name? It sounds like Tommy Lee Jones doing the voice.
Yeah.
That's how good Josh Brolin is doing.
You know what? Watch the trailer. It seems like it's going to be that movie. I've seen the trailer. That's the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it looks exactly like that.
What is it with sci-fi, alien related... Why does time travel have to be introduced into this situation? Like, there are... More Star Trek movies with time travel than without it.
Because it's a plot device that it can fix everything.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, change.
I know that was incorrect. There are not more Star Trek movies with time travel than without. I just said that to be silly, but I'm aware. Just
he's so you nerds don't.
Yeah. Excuse me, but there's only been 5 of the 11. Anyway, we haven't seen the new one. It could be 6 of the 12. Anyway, well, Men in Black's like charm was the aliens.
Yeah,
the whole idea that they're protecting the Earth from the scum of the universe, well, as the poster used to say.
And it was pre 9/11, so.
What does that have to do with
nothing,
it?
Nothing, but oh, that's my so, answer for everything
oh,
now.
Okay, yeah. Anything can be just broken down to, well, it was pre-9/11.
Exactly.
You could do that back then. Now,
yeah, no, my answer's for everything now. Like, well, why'd they do that? Well, it's pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11, yeah. So. Makes sense. That's why.
We wouldn't have been able to make Fight Club without pre-9/11.
Oh, right. Wasn't Fight Club made after?
No, it was 99.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you. everything comes down to 9/11. Down to
that's very insensitive of you.
Yeah, I really shouldn't. Yeah.
I hope you've offended someone, because I'm leaving this for all the world to hear.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No offense to any 9/11 families or people, but yeah. Movies. Everything changed after 9/11.
It's true.
It is.
It's true. Can't even call 911 anymore without thinking about that day.
I can't even look at a clock after 9:10.
Yeah, it's too soon.
It's too soon. That was...
God damn. Well, why don't we get to the movie for the day, huh?
Why don't we?
Oh, we've offended a good chunk of people. You've never seen this movie.
I've never seen it.
I'm excited that you haven't
seen it. I have the DVD.
Because?
It was on sale on a Black Friday one day. And I'm like, oh, that's... I have a stack probably about yay high. And for you, those who can't see, it's probably about 3
the feet. Size of a mini-me.
Yes. Stack high of DVDs of movies that I know I have to watch, and I've been told I have to watch, but I have not watched it. You know why? Because Netflix was invented.
It's true. Now you have more movies than you'll ever be able to
watch.
I
don't know what to do.
And TV shows. Oh, my.
Jeez.
Well, Fifth Element ties in really nice with what we were just discussing. Going from Men in Black, talking about aliens.
I thought you were
going to
say 9/11.
And 9/11.
It was pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. Why'd you bring it back?
I don't know! Don't hit me, Daddy!
Okay, so let's take a break here. Okay. Let's pop in some popcorn and the DVD.
I actually have popcorn.
And we can spoon.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. Enjoy this little ditty.
We are the best kept secret in the universe. Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We are your best, last, and only line of defense. We work in secret. We exist in shadow.
And we dress in black.
'97.
You didn't skip a beat on that.
Directed and written by Luc Besson.
Besson.
Starring Bruce Willis, Mila Jokovic. It is
Gary Oldman.
It is the story of Luke Perry, young archaeologist artist deep in the desert.
Whatever happened to Luke Perry? He just fell on his back, and that was it.
Yeah, he got some billing in the credits, but he was just in the opening sequence there, the prologue, if you will. Did you expect him to come back in the end?
No, I wasn't expecting that, but I didn't get like a fitting end for Luke Perry. Like, where is Luke Perry? Like,
all these loose ends. Do we need a sequel to The Fifth Element?
Maybe the sixth.
The Sixth Sense, Fifth Element, Sixth Sense, 12 Monkeys. What other numbers has Bruce Willis done? 7 years in Tibet.
Surrogates. Well, that's not a number.
So, you've never seen this before.
I've never seen it.
Well, would it surprise you if I told you that Luc Besson wrote this script when he was in high school?
No, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
The Fifth Element is love.
Oh, that's The Fifth Element?
Or sex, depending on when you ask Luc Besson. What'd you think?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Not as dated as I thought it was going to be. It was still fun to watch. It's random, like, but I guess if he was in high school, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, all right, I guess it's one of those things where, and maybe that's why I've held off watching this movie so long, where it's like, oh, you never see The Fifth Element. Oh, you stupid. It probably was for that reason. Not that I didn't like it, but it was like, it was good. Like, yeah. it was good.
There's much better science fiction films out there. I know some people who hate this movie. It's
okay.
So stupid. Okay. So immature and come on. There's no depth to it or whatsoever. Well, The Fifth Element's love. Ugh.
Yeah.
But don't take it seriously. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Chris Tucker's Ruby Rod character. He's like, you know, and then just the general cartoonishness of the whole thing.
It was a fun ride, but it was compared to like other movies where it's action, but they want to, you know, write a decent story along with it, and then it ends up just sucking both ways. Mm-hmm. This is actually, it kept my attention, but at the same time, it's just
Yeah, it is a fun mix of that juvenile action one-liners. Yeah. And slapsticky comedy.
Even though it took forever for Bruce Willis to like pick up a gun and start shooting everybody.
In the opera when he finally like busts out the weaponry, you're like, finally McClane shows up.
Exactly.
You've been waiting for this.
Ugh.
Well, hey, Bruce Willis, nice, quippy, funny.
Oh, yeah.
I really think Bruce Willis has fun making films. He just looks like he's having a good time. Maybe not so much more recently.
Yeah.
But Fifth Element, he looked like he was having a good time up there.
Oh, definitely. Well,
you watched Die Hard.
I think if you were in that movie, you had to have fun with it, just with what the material was.
Well, you got Ian Holm.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think Ian Holm stood up like, oh, excuse me?
Gary Oldman?
What the fuck?
Gary Oldman, like, hamming it up. What a great villain.
And that's why, like, I knew that was his character.
Zorg.
But I didn't think it was Gary Oldman for, like, the first half of the movie. I'm like, that's not Gary. That is not Commissioner Gordon.
It's not Sid Vicious.
No.
It's not Sirius Black.
No.
It's not.
Well, then again, I never watched Harry Potter, but I know he was in it.
Yeah, okay. No, it's just, it looks like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And all right, this movie's not an amazing film.
I wouldn't
say this is a, you must see this movie if you want to see the best movies of all time.
Well, that's not what this podcast really is about.
No.
It's about rewatching stuff, you know, whether it was relevant back in the day or if it was relevant to you or it holds a piece in your heart. I'm glad I finally got to watch it, and I'll probably watch it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm going to have to, because there's some parts there, there's just like firing all synapses, and I'm like, Bruce Willis is in the movie.
Yeah, it would. Spent 20 minutes before starting the movie talking to De Bruin, and he's just like, you haven't seen this? You haven't seen this? Bruce Willis is in this. What's wrong with you? But it is one of those essential Bruce Willis action flicks.
Yeah.
Mila Djokovic in it. And that is how you pronounce it.
Djokovic?
Mila Djokovic.
Djokovic.
Yes.
Because her career is now
one. She's just the action chick. Like, she... Resident Evil.
Yeah, but, you know, she was the chicken. Come on. The high school Peace from the 70s.
Days of Confused.
Thank you. God, did you know it? You were just waiting for me to say it. I hate you. You're a terrible friend.
Well, she, that language she was speaking in this, her and Luc Besson made that language up.
Okay, I was wondering.
They could speak to it to each other by the end of the filming.
Oh, so it was his Klingon.
It was his Klingon language. Like, they actually developed a language that they could hold a conversation in.
Really?
I really don't know if that's...
bullshit.
If there's actually a dictionary someone made of this language, I'd be surprised. I think it's just... If I was like...
Because
You're thirsty, because you've been making gestures that you're thirsty. But hey, if they actually taught each other a language, good for them.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
You would think in the internet age that some fan of this movie would have transcribed a book,
right?
About how to speak.
I don't know if it's got that big of a following. Although, what's the Adriana? It's one of the Next Top Model winners, or the one that was married to Peter.
You were asking the wrong dude.
Anyway, she likes to dress up in cosplay and tweet pictures of herself.
Okay,
and she did both the Lilo costumes, the white.
The tank top one, and then the tape one. You did miss the topless scene. The first of five.
That's all right. I could just pop in any movie Mila Jovovich has been in. Although she's not in Three Musketeers. She didn't show her boobs.
Well, that was a Disney movie.
Yeah, I guess you got that. How about the special effects? I always talk about my love for practical. I love those costumes that the...
Yeah, and I don't care if they look fake. Right. I like that more because I know... Especially because I was talking about before we started the podcast, I watched the Bean Elmo documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all puppeteers. They all make them by hand, and they still do them today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to see... I mean, you don't see it too much anymore, but the first thing I thought of was actually Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it was that same exact mix, where everything was puppets or Muppets,
mm-hmm.
and then they had all the special effects for the space stuff,
yeah.
Which I would prefer over anything George Lucas has done with the past three movies.
Of course.
I'm sorry, I brought it.
Oh, please, bring up that asshole anytime you want. The costumes look like costumes, but...
I don't care.
It, 1997, there was still some special effects in here that worked.
Yeah.
You look at them... The spaceship over the pyramid right at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, whoa, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Is that what this is about? And the car chase with the taxi cab.
Yeah, it almost looked on par with a really good video game nowadays, mm-hmm. but since I play a lot of video games,
Well, you compared this, the villain in this, for those of you who may not have seen it, it's basically good versus evil. Evil is an entity that's coming to Earth to destroy it for some whatever reason. Well, not really. But you compared it to Mass Effect?
Yeah, well, Mass Effect 3 just came out a couple days ago, and I've been playing it on my downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And the story with Mass Effect is there's this ancient race that every 50,000 years, they come and destroy everything. Not humanity, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the protagonist in this game is trying to find a way to stop them, because apparently they're unstoppable and it's supposed to happen. It's like a cleansing that happens.
Okay.
And they find the ancient race of the previous civilization that got wiped out by this race and try to find clues to see if there's anything they can do to stop them.
Okay.
But it's kind of the same idea where everybody, if we don't all pull together, we're all done.
Yeah. So you have to get all the right elements together and then you will succeed.
Captain Planet.
The Earth, Fire,
Wind. Earth, Fire, Wind. We just didn't...
Heart!
Heart is love. Okay, love. So it was Captain Planet the movie.
They should make Captain Planet. Didn't they make a Funnier Die with Don Cheadle as
Captain Planet? Oh my god, you've seen it, right? Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So what didn't work for you? You're not hurting my feelings if you don't like the movie.
I think the lack of focus, because... Like I said, everything seemed to go by way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it's not like I got a chance to have a second, third, and fourth viewing. I understand the plot. Some of the secondary characters and how he got the tickets and stuff. Did they mention that in the beginning, real quick? And then all of a sudden, oh, you're going to go on this planet. Here's some tickets. It kind of all falls together too easily.
And on more viewings, you'll see that
you'll pick
like,
it up.
You'll see, oh, that's over here and that's over here, yeah. And the pieces of the puzzle kind of fall into place. Like he's trying to be recruited by his old. He was a major in some.
I knew that.
Man, and he quit because of his wife, and yeah, there's a lot of dominoes in place that get knocked over, but it does happen so quickly. I could see you.
Yeah.
You know, wait, what?
It didn't bother me, but it's. I guess I almost prefer. It's kind of cool to talk about it this way,
mm-hmm.
instead of me, like you probably seeing it more than one
several
time.
Several times, yeah.
So you have a different perspective on it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not going to watch it again right away,
mm-hmm.
but I'll probably watch it again soon just so I can pick up, because now I know what the ending is, I know what the beginning is, I can fit the pieces together.
Where does Luke Perry fit into all of this? That's what we need to know.
Why?
Well, it was written by a high school kid.
But think about all the scripts that you wrote in high school, what I wrote in high school.
They were
nowhere near that good.
Yeah, I guess they weren't as... Well, I mean, he came up with the idea in high school and then wrote it.
Okay.
Fixed it later.
Again, story by screenplay. Yeah,
yeah, that's why he gets double credit in the writing room.
Oh, goody. What did you... Do you have any flaws with this movie?
Well, you're not wrong that the story has certain aspects of it that are very... What I like are the things you pick up the more you watch it.
Okay.
Like little things like when Ian Holm comes to Corbin's door with Lilu to get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he pulls the gun on him and he's like, I'm really sorry about this, Mr. Willis. And Corbin goes, it's Dallas. And he goes, Dallas. And it happens
wow,
so quickly.
I didn't even see that.
It's a real fast little thing. Or
was that a mistake?
Yeah,
and
they kept it in.
That's cool.
Or when Zorg is walking down the hall the first time you see him, you don't see his face, but the his little underling is like, "We need to fire 500,000 people," and he goes, "Make it 1 million from one of the smaller companies, like the cab company." And then the next scene, Bruce Willis gets fired.
Yeah,
so it's like little things like that. Where you go, oh, and one of my favorite things about the movie, who's the hero?
Well, Bruce.
Right, and who's the villain?
Zorg.
They never share the screen. They never interact the entire movie.
You're right.
Yeah, they have no scenes together. They have no interaction whatsoever in it. And that little neat little thing, it's like,
wow, okay.
The villain and the hero never cross paths. That's kind of cool.
They're constantly battling each other the entire time.
Yeah. I just like that little.
Now, what about. I have a question. What about. Zorg gets a phone call from the planet?
Or Mr. Shadow.
Okay.
The evilness.
That really is never addressed ever again.
Yeah, and what's the black stuff that oozes from people's foreheads when they're talking to the evil thing?
Well, at first I thought it was blood.
Yeah, but it's...
But it didn't look like blood.
It's like chocolate syrup or something.
It looked like oil.
Yeah.
And then I thought he was a robot.
He was a replicant. He needed a Deckard to...
My wife just did an X-Files thing.
Ooh.
She was thinking of the black goo.
Oh, it's an X-Files connection.
Ah!
So, are you saying that the Fifth Element takes place in the X-Files universe?
But only 300 years later?
Oh my goodness.
Good one, Kate.
Good one. Good connection. You heard it here first, folks.
Chris Tucker, even though he was probably the most annoying I've ever seen him in a movie, I actually enjoyed his character.
Come to me, come to me.
It wasn't Rush Hour.
He talks so fast. How does that many words come out of a person's mouth? It sounded like what the recording was sounding like before.
Earlier, yeah.
We were trying to record.
All around, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
It has its flaws, but meh.
Let's kind of delve into our further recommendations for further viewings, because there's not much to be said about this than what we have said. It's fun. It's juvenile. It's simple, but it has a little bit
of
nuances to it. It reminds me of Demolition Man. Like if I could say a movie you could watch with this is Demolition Man, maybe Judge Dredd. But Demolition Man has that sense of humor, especially with the way Wesley Snipes is playing his version of the Joker.
Oh yeah. God, there's a movie I haven't watched in forever.
And oh man, if you haven't, you realize who's in Demolition Man? You got Stallone,
Schneider.
Rob Schneider, Dennis Leary, Sandra Bullock.
I forgot Dennis Leary was in
Wesley
that.
Snipes.
I think that was one of the movies, like, we had a set amount, my younger uncle and I, during the summer, you know, we'd stay at home, and in the morning, we'd always watch, like,
80s, 90s action movies, because that's all we had on VHS.
Yeah.
So every morning, it was either Predator,
yeah,
Ghostbusters, or Demolition Man. And that was one of the movies we just watched over and over again, but I haven't seen it since then.
Might be worth a rewatch.
It might be.
Demolition Man's so silly. I haven't seen it in years, but I remember watching it, not understanding why people loved it so much.
Yeah.
Maybe because I watched it on like TNT in the middle of the afternoon when I was in over summer break or something, and just be like, this movie's dumb.
Well, I definitely think it's worth a rewatch just because, and I know we're getting a little off track here, but it's another one of those like, oh, I loved it when I was a kid. It's probably going to suck though when we watch it again.
Dang it.
Well,
something shouldn't be revisited.
You and I have developed our taste of what we like and used to like and mm-hmm. currently like, and like I said, this is the whole point of this podcast is
to go back to those things and see if they are what you remembered.
Yeah.
And Fifth Element always been to me what it is. It's just a fun movie. I like to pop it in and clean my room to it, and I'll watch certain scenes because I just like how they play out. Mm-hmm. The diva music is so cool.
Actually, the music, I really liked it. You could definitely tell it was an American.
Well, yeah, Luc Besson being French.
Yeah.
I was noticing it, too, that, like, when we watch Blade Runner, it's got the synthesizers.
The 80s synth,
yeah. When we watch The Crow, grunge, mm-hmm. like, rock. And this, coming out of 97, it could have had some dated music, but it didn't stand out, like, annoyingly so. Like,
it had everything. Like, it was a...
score, rock, opera.
World music is the best. Yeah, I hate using that term, but mm-hmm. world music where it's got, like, you know, some, like, African beats, and then it adds, like, a little Eastern stuff here, but it's not...
Michael Jackson.
All night long. Exactly. It's that's not Michael Jackson.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Oh, look at me.
God!
Ugh, stupid idiot. A stupid idiot.
But it's completely different. It's not a straight score.
Mm.
It's just a score. But it fits well for how random that movie really is. Yeah,
random. I can't imagine owning the soundtrack and trying to, like... Yeah, you're right. There's so much of different types of music in it.
Yeah, imagine listening to that soundtrack, and if you're in a mood for a certain piece, you're only going to listen to one song over and over again.
I do have the Diva song on one of my soundtracks. Just one of my old CDs I burned when I was in college, just because I really like how it's this operatic piece that turns into this sort of whatever you want to call that. Yeah.
Opera scat?
Opera scat. Skeetly bop do. Boo da boo boo. Right?
Don't judge us. So, we're still on recommendations.
Yeah, well, what does this make? Does this make you want to watch something else? Or?
Oh, well, all right. So, since I've been playing Mass Effect and mm-hmm. I've watched this, really now, well, what I could recommend is, I'm not going to recommend the show because we're talking movies here, but I'm going to recommend Serenity.
Mm, okay.
Not as corny, but if you want to look for another space opera,
because
this kind of is, just not as deep.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess with you being here and I'm just in this mood, I really want to watch Serenity.
Yeah.
And mainly because you were here, and I remember I watched the show, and then you're like, did you watch the movie yet? I'm like, no, not yet. And I remember texting you or calling you right after I watched it. I'm like, oh my God. And you're like, I know,
right?
Jeez.
See, I hadn't even seen the show when I first saw Serenity.
You saw it in the theater.
I saw the movie in the theater, and I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. And I walked out of it like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
What? It's a TV show. I need to watch this. Yeah. Serenity is a good.
It's not the same, but I've had that in my head since we started.
Yeah.
I really want to watch Serenity now.
With this being one of those, like sci-fi buffs would look at Fifth Element and stick their nose up at it and be like, this is so. Well, it wears itself on its sleeve. It knows what it is.
Yeah.
It's not trying to be...
It's not hiding.
If you're one of those people who just... Fifth Element. Well, go watch 2001, A Space Odyssey, because that is the antithesis of what Fifth Element is all about. Fifth Element is just silly. 2001 is, like, super deep. You can't get more opposite of
it. But you know what? It is super boring, too.
I watched it for the first time, like maybe two years ago.
Okay.
And had to like start it over at one point.
Because you fell asleep.
Because I fell asleep. Yep. And I was like, there's no dialogue in the first 20 minutes. There's no dialogue in the last 20 minutes. And I really have no clue what the hell's going on. I ended up stumbling this analysis, this flash animation analysis of the entire movie that explains it. Oh, I get it now.
I probably watched it around the same time you did, because I got a PS3, and it had a Blu-ray player on it, and the first thing I bought, besides Gran Torino, was 2001 was on sale. I'm like, oh, well, this is, you know, the greatest movie ever made. I'm like, I might as well buy it. I mean, it's good, but...
Well, there's the opposite of Fifth Element to me. You want sci-fi, but you want something that is deeper than you'll ever go. Your watch will break before you reach that depth. Because, you know, on the watch it says good up to, never mind.
Nice.
Oh, I hit my elbow and it hurt.
I'm sorry.
So, well, anyway, you want to take a quick little break here and we'll come back and close this little podcast off?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Oh, just a quick little outro.
Outro.
Yeah. That's like an intro, but the opposite. Were you leaving?
Oh, you are smart.
Yeah. Every time we do one of these casts, it's really surprising to me what leads to long episodes and what leads to short episodes. And I guess maybe I have too much of a connection to Fifth Element because I do like it.
Yeah.
And I can't really nitpick it too much. I can't find too much discussion to have about it. Whereas something like The Crow, we had a pretty good long cast on that. I mean, Taxi Driver, we analyzed that for
a while. We analyzed the hell out of it.
Yeah, yeah, which probably talks about the caliber of the films.
Yeah.
That so much to be said about a classic like Taxi Driver and not much to be said about Fifth Element.
Well, I mean, what's there to say? It's not like it,
I know,
it's awesome. Not like it hasn't been done before. Now, I mean, maybe it hasn't taken place in space, but we've had movies like that.
Yeah.
And it's... Really, it was just a relaxing movie to watch and kind of, like, shut your brain off.
Because
I have a really hard time, and I know you do, too. I have a really hard time going to see a new movie and not analyzing it for, like, well, obviously editing or why they chose this angle or why did this do this.
Different ways to watch it. And
yeah.
You can't turn your brain off sometimes.
It's hard.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll catch myself questioning a directorial choice or... A writing element, or I'll see something and go, God, this has been done a million times.
Yeah.
Cliched things. It's just like the whole, stay with me! Every time I hear someone say, stay with me, I'm like, just say something else. But maybe it's been said so much that if I was giving someone CPR, I'd be yelling, stay with me too.
It was like when Gary Oldman came out of the spaceship. I said that.
Yes.
I have it a couple times where I said the exact line because I knew it was coming.
Oh, I know.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's a
Sir,
bomb on
there's
board.
There's a bomb on board. He's like,
I know.
Like, yes!
Called it.
Nailed it. But, yeah. You know what? We did, what, an hour?
Yeah. Good amount of podcasting.
Who cares? Like, not everyone's going to be a home run.
Right.
I'm sure somebody's going to hate me for my 9/11 issues.
Ooh.
I brought that up again.
God, we've gotten so past that.
I know. Well, this is before 9/11, I told you.
Well, anyway, folks, for those of you who have listened and care to comment, feel free to send me a private message or comment below wherever you see this. Chad, do you have anything to promote?
No, I don't have anything to promote right now.
Okay. We should exit with a little bit of squeaky voice. Let me say, you guys want to hear what our recording would have sounded like if we hadn't gotten this recording up and going? Here. Clear your throat, please.
Everyone listens.
Yeah.
One of our most viewed or listened to episode was the one that your husband here was in.
Oh, my husband.
Yeah.
I don't believe him, but okay.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good rest of the evening.
Can I do an audible high five with you?
Yeah.
Great.
Ben would be proud.
Oh, good. I love you, Ben.
Yeah. Ben, see you soon. See everyone else soon. And and I would be remiss if I didn't say the farewell that Candace so loves to hear me say. Did you listen to that where I didn't have an outro? I was like, keep doing what you're doing. And then that became our tagline.
Keep trucking.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Bye, Kate.